Ramsey TV.
Well, look at the repetition of this interesting pronoun here in Romans 8:30. Look at this. Now, whom he designates beforehand, these he calls also. Whom he calls, these he justifies also. Now, whom he justifies, these he glorifies also. And according to the Concordant Version, all those pronouns, namely he, are capitalized. Makes me think it's God and not me. Welcome to MZTV. I'm Martin Zenner, the world's most outspoken Bible scholar. Yes, all the rumors are true. They're not rumors at all. And it's not bragging if you can do it. So, whom he designates beforehand. How impossible is it for you to have designated yourself beforehand? And beforehand is before the disruption of the world. Do I have to go to Ephesians? I'll do it. Oh, I will do it. I have the technology to do it. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father. I'm in verse 3 of chapter 1 of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blesses us with every spiritual blessing among the celestials in Christ, according as he chooses us in him before the disruption of the world, we to be holy and flawless in his sight. This is a parallel passage. And it's all him doing it, just as it is in Romans 8:30, according as he chooses us in him before the disruption of the world, we to be holy and flawless in his sight. We to be holy and flawless in his sight is a future thing. We are going to be holy and flawless. And by the way, Jesus did not tell the disciples, be ye perfect according as I am perfect. Be ye perfect. No, that's another mistranslation in the King James Version. What he said was, ye shall be perfect even as I am perfect. You shall be perfect. This was a promise, not a challenge. And it's the same thing here in Ephesians 1:3. It's a promise, not a challenge. And the same God who chose you before the disruption of the world, that is before sin even entered the universe, is the one who is going to make you holy and flawless in his sight. See, these are bookends. And on both ends here, you are out of the picture, except being the beneficiary of the action of God. See, it is just as impossible for you to make yourself blameless, holy and flawless in his sight, as it is for you to choose yourself before the disruption of the world. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you post-date the disruption of the world by several years. Okay? So, he's got you bookended here. So now, we're going to go back to the Romans 8:30 passage, and these bookends are still here. But now we're looking at the meat in between the bread here. We're looking at the sandwich. And the sandwich part, the cheese and the meat, are just as much his action as are the designated beforehand and glorified. So I'm seeing this as a parallel passage because look at this, Romans 8:30. Whom he designates beforehand, that corresponds to Ephesians 1:3. Let's go to the end. These he glorifies also. That corresponds with we to be holy and flawless in his sight. Look at that. As Paul said to the Galatians, having begun in spirit, are you now being perfected in the flesh? I would say the same thing to anyone who would dare to believe that they would participate in an initiative way in their call. Whom he designates beforehand, these he calls. But we're told that the calling isn't a complete act. The calling is just a knock on the door, Jesus ringing the doorbell, and you then have to produce the answer. But I don't find that step listed here. All I'm finding is whom he designates beforehand, these he calls. Whom he calls, these he justifies. Whom he justifies, these he glorifies. There's something missing here that should be here if you're going to follow the Christian tack, and that would be whom he designates beforehand, these he calls. And whom he calls, these have to make the all-important decision of whether or not they will answer the call, at which time God will decide whether or not to save them. I'm not reading that here in Romans 8:30. And I never will read it, and it's not even implied because of the designated beforehand. It's in no place are people designated before the disruption of the world in order to be given an opportunity to believe. No, designated beforehand for the place of a son. That's why you're designated beforehand. Designated beforehand. Designated to be given an opportunity? No, that's not in here at all. So the calling is just as divine. This is what I'm getting at. The calling is just as divine as the predesignation. So even if the calling comes in the form of somebody announcing the evangel to you, which it will come in that form, or you reading the scriptures, which is also someone announcing the evangel to you. They just announced it 2,000 years before. That's just as much of a miracle as being designated beforehand before the disruption of the world. Remember, being designated beforehand before the disruption of the world made it impossible for you to participate in that. Impossible. But this is a series of related dominoes, and the pronoun here is he, right down the line. So how do you know, God, that whom you call these you justify also? Well, because he's going to make sure that everyone he calls understands the truth of justification and is being declared righteous by God apart from any acts. Now, we know that God has, due to the cross of Christ, due to the whole human race, the sins of the whole human race being taken to that cross, God has justified the entire human race. Justification is for all, Romans 3:21, but it is only on all who are believing. It's on those who believe it. It's for all. That's what the scripture says. It's for all. But only those who are called grasp it, appreciate it, and let it wash over their lives and change their lives, change the way they think about themselves, which will change everything else about them. As a man thinks, so is he. When you change your opinion of yourself, when you see yourself as God sees you, everything spills over from that. So whom he calls these, he justifies also. He justifies the called ones in that they grasp their justification. Everyone is justified, I must emphasize that. But only those who are called understand their justification. Only those who are called, can it be said that the justification is on them and that they have come to a realization of it. So that's the third step. And of course, the justification, that is no human contribution involved in it, because that happened at the cross with the death of the old humanity. You weren't there. So the first step of this, being designated beforehand, that happened way before you were born. Being justified, that happened after the disruption of the world. 2,000 years ago, 4,000 years from Adam, happened at the death of Christ on the cross. You weren't there either. The calling is the only thing in this series of four dominoes that tempts people to insert free will here. But the calling has nothing to do with free will, does it? You can't decide who comes to you on any given day with this message, or you're searching the internet and you trying to look up something on Hell's Angels, you accidentally type in hell and you get a Martin Zender video on hell and you go, wow, look at this. Wow, I didn't know. I thought hell was place of eternal torment. This guy's saying da 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 da. Okay, that's, and you're suddenly called and you're interested in the light of God. The spark comes on you and you want to look into it. That's apart from your will. That's God directing your steps. But again, there's nothing here about the response to that call. It goes right from designated beforehand, called, justified, glorified. He does it. He does it. He does it. He does it. The humans along for the ride. We're along for the ride. Now, whom he justifies, these he glorifies. This is great because I loved what Vanessa said about the glory. That right along with the doom she felt, the doom was not sold separately, you see, from the glory. And what we're suffering now is not sold separately from the glory. It belongs to the glory because the glory cannot be appreciated apart from the doom and gloom that we're now feeling. I wish the doom and gloom would be over with. I got the contrast principle. Got it. I'm good. I understand it. So, yeah, let's get on with the glory. That's what I say. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. That's what I say. So the glory is the only thing that is now future, but it's just as sure as these other things. Were you designated beforehand? Obviously you were because you were called. You either heard a video, somebody sent you to a conference, you read the scriptures in a good translation, even in a bad translation, such as the King James Version, Romans 5, 18 and 19, about one man condemning the race, the other man justifying and rescuing the same race, all of them. All right, that'll grab you even out of the King James Version. That's being called. And once you're called, you realize that you're being considered as righteous as Jesus Christ is. That's the justification part. All this happens as you just sit there in amazement at it. You're a participant in that you're enjoying it and experiencing it, and you're reacting to the call with belief because God imparts the belief to you. God imparts to each the measure of faith. Faith and belief come from the same Greek root word. God imparts to each the measure of faith. That's Romans 12:3. Now the last domino, domino number four. Yes, the last domino to fall for those of us, all of us, you listening to me, who've been designated beforehand, and we've been given belief in the message of the evangel, which is the death of Christ, dead for 3 days, not alive, not somewhere else, not his body died, but he went to heaven, not his body died, he went to preach to the spirits in jail. No, he did that after he was vivified. He was dead for 3 days. That's essential belief. It's very simple belief. As I said yesterday, the two-year-old gets it. Oh, poor Jesus, he died. That's right, kid. And he died for sin. This is 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 4. Jesus Christ died for sin. In other words, he's the one that took away your sin. You don't take it away by believing in him. And he was entombed and raised the third day. There it is. If you believe all that, and you manage to dodge the bullets of free will and the Trinity, you're in the body of Christ. It's that simple. And that complicated because Satan has invented these false teachings to screw up the truth. So we've been designated beforehand, called, and justified. This is all in our past, and it's also part of our present. Only one thing remains to occur in this divine series of marvelous events, and that is glorification. This will occur at our snatching away, at our being made immortal, at our finally being rid of these crappy, decrepit, dying bodies that we're sick of. We're walking in accord with spirit. It's like our body's crashing into the ditch. We're reaching for the door. You're not paying attention to your crashing body. You're reaching for the door. That's good. We're waiting for this. This is our snatching away. It is becoming immortal and meeting Christ, being taken into the celestial realms to begin the happy work of reconciling the universe to God. It could happen any day, any moment. I'm looking for it 2.5 minutes from now, as you know. Every other domino in this glorious series of dominoes in Romans 8:30, every other one has gone before. Do you think there's any chance that the last domino won't fall? No. There's no chance that you will not be glorified because we've already experienced these first three things and they were all his doing. The designation beforehand, the call, the belief to accord with the call, and the justification. The belief isn't even mentioned. Isn't that something? The belief's not even mentioned. It goes right from those he calls, these he justifies. It's like the assumption is in there. I'm glad I thought this at the end. Thought of this at the end of the video. The belief is not even mentioned. Well, I kind of alluded to it, but I didn't quite get it like I'm getting it now. I'm getting it now, ladies and gentlemen. The Holy Spirit's coming upon me. Here we go. Yeah, doesn't even mention the belief. Whom he calls, these he justifies. But what about the belief? If you're called, you see, it's not that you're called. The calling isn't isolated from the being designated beforehand. That's the thing. It belongs to this whole series. It's not isolated. The calling is not isolated from being designated beforehand. Being designated beforehand starts everything. So if you're designated beforehand, you will be called and you will believe. And the calling is of God. And the belief isn't even mentioned because that's your reaction to the calling. And it's an essential reaction to the calling if you're designated beforehand. And nobody who's designated beforehand will not be called. And it's assumed that you will believe when you're called because what comes after is justified. That's so good. So great. All those pronouns. He. So every other domino has gone before. Therefore, the last domino must fall. Did you hear that? The glorification. It must fall. And it will soon.